Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. This is your advanced class and your window on the world. And today our window on the world is going to take us to another journey on zip lines. So stay tuned. We're glad that you joined us today for this adventure story or article that we have. And we're also glad to have our panelists from our other magazines and publications. We have Campbell from Let's Talk. How are you, Campbell?
I'm great. This article is a lot of fun. I love zip lines.
We have Joanna, who writes sometimes for Studio Classroom and works with Let's Talk. How are you, Joanna?
I'm pretty good.
I know Joanna is quite an adventuress, and she likes to write about it, too. So maybe if you take a trip on a zip line, you can write another article for us.
First, you have to send me on the trip.
Send her to Florida. Okay. And I think we also know that Lois loves to travel. Lois, you travel a lot.
I like to travel.
One of the reasons is that her husband is an airline pilot, so it's easy for her to travel, isn't it?
Easier than me.
Well, you know my line, Doris. If you can't be a pilot, you better marry one.
Okay, that's a good line, right? Well, it just gets her around. But you have done this type of thing, haven't you?
Yeah, in a swing setting, but it was very, it was an instant kind of drop, which we first talked about in the article, and it was like a plunge. It was kind of scary.
A little scary. Okay.
But you survived.
Yeah.
And where did you say you did it, Joanne?
I did mine at summer camp when I was in junior high. Every summer I would go to a girls' camp. And they had a high ropes course that we could play on during that week that we were there. So we did lots of things very high up in the air. And the last thing that we got to do before we finished the course was go on the zip line. We would jump off that platform, fly through the air, and then they would bring a ladder out to a field and unhook us from the line at the end.
Wow. That must have been fun. How old were you then? High school or something?
Junior high. So I was about 12 or 13.
Pretty adventurous. She started out young, didn't she?
Right.
And you know, Doris, a lot of our readers will be really interested in this once we complete our readings. And I was thinking, if you wanted to, you could just Google zip lines and where to go all over the world. Because they're actually offered anywhere in the world now.
Mm-hmm. I hope it will tell you which place are the safest. I want a place where they have good, strong harnesses, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. The one I went to in Thailand was a lot of fun. And it was safe. I'm alive, so.
And your wife is alive, and she's a little scared, too.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
You'll get your body cast off soon, right?
That's right.
Funny, funny.
Well, who knows? But anyway, our lesson is on pages 22 and 23. And yesterday, we talked about Florida because there's so many things you can do in Florida on a vacation.
That's for sure. And so many things, Doris, for a variety of ages. So here this might be more for, like Joanna mentioned, more for maybe junior high and older. But then you can also go to do some of these safaris, and maybe if you have kids who are 10 or 11, maybe they'll want to do the horseback riding.
Well, and you notice if you look at page 22, there's a picture of a bear on there. I think you can go to these conservancies and these wildlife places, and you can probably see other kinds of things, like bears. You could probably see crocodiles, although I don't really care if I see a crocodile or not. I mean, they look a little scary to me.
Yeah, I think.
I have seen them, but, you know, not too close.
In Florida, I know people get those alligators in their backyard, Doris.
Yeah, they do, right.
I've eaten alligator before.
You've eaten it.
That's what I have to say about that.
And you've had alligator purses and things like that. But conservatory, we've got to conserve those animals. But people do like to see different kinds of wildlife. They have the swamps in Florida, a lot of different things there. So you could do a lot of things if you don't want to go on the zip line. But I think if you go someplace where they have zip lines, you'll probably want to go on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the thing with zip lines is I think they look scarier than they really are. Like we were saying yesterday, the scariest point is when you're on the platform before you're about to take off. But once you actually step off that platform, it's a very freeing experience.
What if you scream then? How come they scream?
Maybe you should blindfold yourself.
Then they scream.
It's fun to scream.
People scream on roller coasters,
yeah,
don't they?
Absolutely.
When you're having fun, you scream sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the deck also says, the choice of thrills is yours. And what we've learned so far about Forever Florida is that there's different levels of scary zip lines for you to try. If you're really scared and you don't want something that will give you a heart attack, there's an easy zip line for you. There's something really slow and nice, and sure, jumping off the platform might be scary for you, but once you're on the line, you won't be scared. You'll be having fun.
Yeah.
So you might not want to go in the rattlesnake one,
right? Right. Yeah, the back and forth and up and down. And the, yeah, right. That would be a little bit more of a challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did talk a little bit about it yesterday. It's kind of a sport. It's fun. There's pictures of people going on like swamps and rivers, swamp buggies here, and tourists. And I'm sure it's all pretty safe down there.
I would hope so.
Yeah. And I think it's well regulated in a part of the world like this,
right,
Doris.
So let's look at today's lesson on page 23. And, of course, you have to be strapped in to do some of these kind of things. I love this photo that they have on that page because it looks like a really long trip. It's kind of like you're just floating through the air going above the trees. And I think that part looks fun. Don't you think so?
Oh, it looks beautiful to me. I can't imagine if you were in a place in the world that has leaves change color. Can you imagine doing this in the fall?
Oh, that would
it
be
would be
amazing.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
I'd like it if you could see any animals on the ground down there. You know, when you're up above, you're kind of looking at them, but you're not there with them, but you're kind of safe looking at them.
Right.
Maybe the birds fly alongside. Who knows?
Hmm. Yeah, that'd be exciting.
Well, let's read and see what our lesson says today on page 23. Let's read the first column.
Strapped in. I chose Peregrine Plunge because it was straight and simple. I don't think I can do this, I told the fellow adjusting my harness. My stomach was knotted with fear. You don't have to do anything, he said. Just pick up your feet and you'll go without doing another thing. He reached up and tugged on the cable. This cable will hold 5,000 pounds, he said, trying to encourage me. Peregrine Plunge is a tandem zip line. Another woman, strapped into her harness, stood calmly waiting so we could launch together and ride side by side. After a final check, I picked up my feet and was out over thin air in a flash. I leaned back in my harness. Not so bad after all. We zipped along, not too fast, turning from side to side a little. Emboldened, I climbed back up the stairs to ride the rattlesnake. But it had a bit too much action for me.
All right, so she chose Peregrine Plunge because it was straight and simple. Now, yesterday we learned that Peregrine Plunge was straight, and it's the longest zip line in Florida at 1,300 feet long.
Mm. And it has a key word there. It's also smooth, Campbell.
Yes. Yes, smooth and straight.
But what about this? My stomach was knotted with fear. Your stomach gets knotted with fear. What's that like?
That means you're so afraid you actually feel physical pain in your stomach. It just kind of, it feels like someone's grabbing your stomach. It hurts. And you're like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Have you ever felt like that?
Yes.
For me, I usually feel like when I get like that, I feel like I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
What about lightheaded or something? What about your head? Is that okay?
Mine's been okay.
Your head's okay. Well, anyway, you know, you just get so afraid of this. But what did they tell her?
Well, the attendant told him that she doesn't have to do anything. All she has to do is pick up her feet, and then everything else will just happen. And then he tried to assure her by telling her that the cable can hold 5,000 pounds, which is about a little over 2,200 kilograms.
So that should be pretty safe then.
Yeah, it should be.
So that should probably encourage her. But it tells us more about this Peregrine Plunge. It sounds like it's fun. It says it's a tandem zip line.
A tandem means that you're going together, two things going at the same time. You can tandem bungee jump. You can tandem skydive.
Bike ride.
That's another thing. Tandem bike. You can ride a bike together. I see that sometimes. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're talking about a tandem zip line, which means that two people go down the zip line at the same time. We see a picture of a tandem zip line at the top of page 23 there. You see the two people going down the zip line at the same time.
I think I'd like that. Do you think you'd like that?
I'd like that because maybe I would calm down and maybe I wouldn't yelp so much.
Although it's fun to yelp together as you're going down.
It would be kind of fun, I think.
Have a witness if my heart is broken. Someone would see.
Well, you could have somebody taking pictures of you. You could take pictures of each other. You know, you take one of me and I'll take one of you. That would be fun.
That would be fun. I would love to have my picture taken actually in midair flying along.
Right.
I'm sure I have a very funny face on me.
Maybe Lois will go along and take your picture.
Yeah, I will.
I'd be afraid of dropping my camera.
Hang on. Have it around your neck so if you drop it,
it won't
fall down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Helmet cam.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of fun if you want to take some photos. That would be a good way to do it. So to do it tandem. And so she waited till they were ready and they were going to be launched together. And then they do a final check. They check to see that not only that your harness is fixed right, but that your cable is attached and everything. Because, you know, even if your harness is good and you don't get attached to the cable right, you've got a little problem.
So good point,
they
Doris.
They check it all
yes.
up, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And then what did they do after that, Lois?
It said, I leaned back in my harness.
You have to pick your feet up first.
Yeah, pick your feet up first and then lean back like Campbell described to us. And you know what? Now it kind of sounds peaceful to me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you're in the air. And it's not so bad after all. So you couldn't say, like if you're in a car or on a boat, you could say, we cruised along, we swam, we floated. Hey, we zipped along. So that's why they call them zip lines.
Right.
They zipped along. Zip is kind of a fast speed, isn't it? Zip.
Well, you think of a zipper, right?
Yeah, they zipped along.
Right. Nice, very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. So they zipped along, but not too fast. And they could turn from side to side. So you could take pictures of each other.
Yeah, you could face each other, look around, maybe see those animals or the birds that you were talking about.
I'm not sure how they would go in tandem. Like, if you go at the same time, but one person weighs more than the other, I think the heavier one might go at a different speed. What do you think?
It might be fun to race. I would do it.
Yeah.
Push a little harder on that. I don't know about straining that cable like that. But anyway, you get stronger. You get emboldened. You think, I'm not so afraid of this. I'm braver right now.
Yeah.
So after you've done it, then what happens?
Well, then she thought, okay, I can take on a harder challenge. So she went up, and she wanted to ride the rattlesnake, but she realized it was maybe a little too much action for her.
I think people have to remember, too, this is all costing money as well. So each one probably costs a certain amount of money, and the more difficult ones probably cost more money.
Well, I think the idea, too, is if you start on something that's a little bit easier, it's better. Don't just take the plunge. You know, we have this phrase that calls people say, I'll take the plunge. And that means they're going to do something very drastic. They're going to put down a lot of money on something they can't afford or take the plunge or do something. But when you're going to jump and take the plunge, it's better to glide down and do it slowly at first instead of taking a big plunge. So I think the idea of doing this easy one first was really good before you take a big plunge, don't you?
That's how I would do it, but I don't know if you could convince me to ride the rattlesnake. I know what I like and I know what I don't like.
That's right. And so it might just make you feel sick to your stomach or something. That's no fun, is it?
No.
So I don't think I'd ride the rattlesnake either. What about you, Lois?
Oh, I would be with Joanna, but I have a son that would do the most difficult one first. So there you go. Opposites in a family.
What about you?
I would do it. I would want to try it out just to say that I've done it.
Would you do it first or would you take the easier one first?
I don't know. I mean, I think I would want to work my way up to it. I would want to work my way up to it.
Okay. Well, let's see what the rest of this article tells about because they're talking about free falls. Now, remember, you're going to fall, and free fall means not much support. So let's read the last part of our lesson today, the second column on page 23.
Free fall. The others decided to try the Panther Pounce, which is essentially a free fall with cables slowing the rider as he nears the ground. It's a 68-foot fall and, unlike the other two zip lines, requires the rider to deliberately step into thin air. A man screamed, "Awesome!" as he plummeted. The other first-time rider looked down, screamed, stepped back into the tower, and got unclipped from the harness. But eventually, he took the plunge. Retreat. I retreated to the Cypress Canopy Cycle, a reclining bicycle suspended from a steel cable. It moves only as fast as the rider wants it to, and is only 25 feet high at most. It is more my speed. The route winds below the tree canopy, but above saw palmetto and other growth. For about 40 minutes, I pedaled, pausing occasionally to enjoy the view and a different kind of thrill ride.
All right, so here we hear about another zip line that's available at this Forever Florida. We hear about the Panther Pounce, which is essentially a free fall. Sounds scary.
Well, panthers, you know, wild animals. I mean, they pounce at you. I don't know about that. But it sounds kind of dangerous.
Well, anything that has the words free fall in its description, I am immediately afraid of it. I won't do it.
People that jump out of airplanes and open their parachutes, they free fall. I think you heard about that man not too many months ago that jumped out of a plane way up above, high above the earth and did a free fall.
That's right.
Oh, that's not for me.
The man from Austria, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, this free fall is a 68-foot fall, which is rather high.
There he is.
And it requires the rider to deliberately step into thin air.
I don't know, it sounds like committing suicide to me. Jump off a building? No, no.
Well, if you're the kind of person who bungee jumps, yeah. I imagine it's less of a problem for
maybe
you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, I think to. This is, I mean, this sounds a lot safer than a bungee jump.
A little much.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
But what is it like? It says you have to deliberately just walk into the thin air. You walk right out there.
Yeah.
But you do have your harness on, don't you?
You have your harness on. I actually did, what I was saying with the Thailand zip line, most of the zip lines, you could see where the wires were, the cables were going. It was straight across. But then we got to one platform where there were no cables. And I was like, where is it going? And then the attendant pointed down, and I saw that the other platform was actually underneath.
So how do you get down to the other?
There's a cable that goes up and down rather than across.
Uh-huh.
So you are attached to that up and down cable, and then you have to step off the platform.
Wow, was it scary?
It was because you're used to going across, and then all of a sudden you're going down, and I'm like, where are we going? So, yeah.
Ooh,
I've done rock climbing before, and it's essentially the same thing. But the thing about rock climbing is, unless you have a really really cruel person handling your lines on the ground, when you've reached the top and you're ready to come down, you go down slowly. And even if you're hanging in midair, you're going down at a steady pace. I would not necessarily trust someone who's trying to play a joke on me, like maybe Campbell.
Yeah, that's right.
Would think it'd be really funny to let me free fall for a few seconds.
Yeah, right,
it's not that funny to me.
You're getting a bad name these days.
Wow,
well,
she
Campbell's
knows
quite,
me.
Yeah, she's adventurous.
Yeah,
so, you
but
know.
She likes to be scared. You like to be scared.
I like to be startled, not terrified.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This kind of thing is a little bit scary, but I think most of us that are not used to doing that would not really want to do too much free fall. But when you step right out into the thin air and the guy says, "Awesome," it's kind of – he didn't mind it. You know, he was just, "Oh, this is great." And then you plummeted down. So plummeted means
what? Oh, I love that word. It says to fall very quickly and suddenly.
Right.
So that tells me maybe I wouldn't want to do it.
But I mean,
you thought
it was great.
It's fun.
But see, the guy next to him, you know, the first time Ryder looked down and he stepped back and he says, "Uh-oh, not me. I'm unclipping me. I'm not doing that." But eventually, I guess he said, "Well, I might as well do it." So he talked himself into it. So he got brave.
Right. He took the plunge.
He took the plunge.
Saying.
He decided
so he could
to
plummet.
Do it. Yeah. Well, that sounds like I think I could probably pass it. I like that big long one that just goes straight across the best, don't you?
Yeah.
I especially like it when I'm in a gondola.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Right? Well, what it says here, retreat, though, what happened next then, Joanna?
Well, the author retreats or escapes to the Cypress Canopy Cycle, a reclining bicycle suspended from a steel cable. Mm-hmm. Sounds. I think that's the recumbent bicycle we were talking
right.
about yesterday.
I think so. Right. So she decided, well, I'm not going to do all this free fall stuff. I'm going to do this bicycle thing. Mm. And it moves only as fast as you want it to. And it's only 25 feet high, which is, you know, still high. But what would that be like, I wonder?
I think it sounds relaxing if it only moves as fast as you want it to.
But you're reclining. And so you look up or look down. I mean, how can you see anything down below if you're reclined back?
Yeah, you're kind of looking up at the canopy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The canopy of trees, right?
I imagine that's... It's low enough. If it only gets to 25 feet at the highest, it's low enough for you to take a leisurely ride through the trees. You're above the ground, so you're not walking, but you get to watch the leaves pass over you.
Yeah. It says the route winds below the tree canopy, but above saw palmetto and other growth. So I just imagine the cables going underneath the trees.
You're kind of in between.
You're in between the trees and the ground.
Yeah. It sounds very relaxing.
I like the idea of exploring forest and jungle in a place where they haven't paved like a sidewalk or a road through it, where
right.
there's no path underneath, and you're actually going through the way maybe an animal would.
Mm-hmm. Look for
animals.
Tarzan. Or Tarzan,
yes. Do you think they have monkeys in the trees?
Might be fun.
Maybe not
don't
in
play
Florida.
With the monkeys.
Maybe not in Florida, yeah.
Yeah. Well, for about 40 minutes, she said she pedaled, and then occasionally pausing to enjoy the view and a different kind of a thrill ride. So you can stop and look around a little bit and then just pedal on. So you don't have to just keep going. You just pedal.
Yeah.
So it might be something different. And if you've ever done that, write and tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like something that you could just take your time and enjoy. Because I feel like zip lines, a lot of times it's over too quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're going down so fast you don't see anything.
Especially if you close your eyes.
Don't close your eyes.
No.
It's kind of, you do it for the rush, not for the leisurely swing along.
But this would be kind of like bicycling in the air, which kind of sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. It does sound interesting.
So, I'd like to try it myself.
Well, if you do, you have to write
about
it.
Yeah, I will.
And if anybody's done it, you please write and tell us, because maybe somebody has.
Yeah, and if you have any pictures, we'd love to see those
too. Well, I think we have a little skit that will review some of the words and some of the ideas we've had. So as you listen to the skit, this is good for your listening to see how many of these words and ideas you can understand from what we've been talking about. Are you ready for the skit?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we came on this excursion to Forever Florida, Janet. I can't wait to try all the cool zip lines and other thrill rides.
I knew you'd like this, Bob, but I'm a bit nervous about being so high up in the air.
Don't worry. I'm sure all of the rides are safe. Maybe we can try the tandem zip line first to help you get used to the elevation.
You're so brave, since you've done so many adventurous things, but I'm just a newbie to this kind of thing.
Once you have your first zip line ride under your belt, you'll be emboldened to try the next one.
So, what is the first one called?
Tree Line Cruise. It's a relatively level cable that we sit in a bicycle-like contraption and pedal our way along it, gliding above the saw palmettos and gardens.
Oh, that sounds nice. I love all the beautiful trees and flowers here. It's so lush.
After that, maybe we can try Alligator Alley, an exciting zip line that goes for 1,000 feet over a swamp that's full of alligators.
A ride over a swamp full of alligators? Are you sure that's a good idea?
Sure, it will be exciting.
What if we plummet into the swamp? Those alligators don't look too friendly.
These cables can hold up to 5,000 pounds, so you don't have to worry about falling in with the alligators.
Do they have anything that won't have me soaring over dangerous animals?
Of course. Maybe you can go on the Terminator. It features a 100-foot free fall that is sure to make you yelp.
Bob, how about if you go do your zip line thing and I'll stay here at the lodge and enjoy some coffee and a good book?
Do you want to stay here and miss all the fun?
I'll see you in a couple of hours after you're done, Bob.
Well, that sounds like fun. And it sounded like I knew those voices. Sound a little bit like Campbell and Lois.
Couldn't be them.
No, couldn't be them doing that in the trees, right? Well, we're glad that you've been with us. And what are some of the main points that we would like to remember from this article?
Well, we learned some cool words, especially in the titles, the different zip lines, like peregrine plunge, the rattlesnake, the panther pounce, all these cool animal names and very descriptive words like plunge, plummet, pounce. Ooh, those P words.
Well, like even it says in the subtitle after zip lines, from mild to wild, you know, that's kind of a nice idea from mild to wild. It kind of rhymes, you know.
Right.
From something that is very easygoing when it's mild, mm-hmm. it's simple, to something wild,
right.
you know. So it's from mild to wild. It's kind of a cute phrase.
Yeah, and Doris, you know, I like the idea that when you're in the Orlando area, you don't have to just be at Walt Disney World. You can do something like this. And this might be more to somebody's liking who is a more adventurous person. It really might be.
Do both.
Yeah.
Right. If you're interested in finding out more information about Forever Florida, we see the website down there on page 23. It's www.floridaecosafaris.com. So check out the website and maybe you can plan a vacation there and tell us all about it.
And if you're new to advanced class, maybe last year you studied Studio Classroom, I'm glad you took the plunge and joined us in our more difficult magazine in advanced. So stay with us throughout the year. We have some interesting articles, interesting people to be our panelists and discuss these things with you, discuss them with your friends, and enjoy life and go from mild to wild now and then. Have a great time.
Try one of these when you get a chance.
Don't be scared.
I'm going.
So we'll see you next time with a new lesson. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.